33. It does not belong exclusively to the ecclesiastical authority by a proper and innate right to direct the teaching of theological doctrine. 34. The doctrine of those who compare the Roman pontiff to a free prince exercising his power throughout the universal church is one which prevailed in the Middle Ages. 35. There is nothing to prevent the sovereign pontificate from being transferred from the Roman bishop and from the city of Rome to another bishop and to another see, either by a vote of a general council or by an act of all peoples. 36. The definition of a national council does not admit of any further discussion, and the civil administration can insist upon this restriction. 37. National churches can be set up which shall be withdrawn from the jurisdiction of the Roman pontiff and completely separated from him. 38. The exorbitant pretensions of the Roman pontiffs contributed to the division of the church into Eastern and Western. 6. Errors concerning civil society both in itself and in its relations with the church. 39. As the state is the source and fountain of every right, its own rights are unrestricted. 40. The teaching of the Catholic Church is opposed to the good and the advantage of human society. 41. The civil power, even when exercised by a prince who is an infidel, has an indirect negative power over sacred things. It has consequently not only the right that goes by the name of exequatur, but also the right of appeal from abuse of power, as it is called. 42. In case of a conflict of laws between the two powers, the civil law prevails. 43. The secular or civil power has the authority to rescind, to declare and render null and void the solemn agreements, commonly called concordats, concluded with the Holy See about the use of rights concerning ecclesiastical exemption. It can act in this fashion without the consent of the Holy See and even in spite of its protests. 44. The civil authority can interfere in matters which concern religion, morality, and the government of souls. Hence, it follows that it can pass judgment on the instructions which the heads of the church publish in the discharge of their functions for the guidance of consciences. It may even make laws about the administration of the sacraments and about the dispositions necessary for their reception. 45. The whole, complete direction of the public schools in which the youth of a Christian state is being educated, excepting to a certain degree episcopal seminaries, can and ought to be reserved to the civil authority, and in such wise that no right of interference in the discipline of schools, in the regulation of the courses of studies, in the conferring of degrees, in the choice or approval of teachers, be conceded to any other authority whatsoever. 46. Nay more, even in clerical seminaries, the method to be adopted in studies is subject to the control of the civil authority. 47. The best interests of civil society require that the elementary schools, which are open to all children of every class of the people, as well as all other public institutions destined for the teaching of literature and of higher studies and for the education of youth, should be exempted from all authority, direction, and interference on the part of the church and be placed under the full control of the civil and political power, following the views of those in power and the standard of contemporary opinion. 48. Catholics may approve of that method of educating the young which is divorced from Catholic faith and withdrawn from the control of the church, and which aims solely, or at least principally, at the knowledge of the merely natural world and the furtherance of the ends of human society here below. 49. The civil authority can prevent bishops and the faithful from communicating freely with the Roman pontiff and with each other. 50. The secular authority has of itself the right of presenting bishops to vacancies and can oblige them to take over the administration of their dioceses before they have received from the Holy See canonical institution and the apostolic letters. 51. Nay more, the secular government has the right of suspending bishops from the exercise of their pastoral ministry and is not bound to obey the Roman pontiff in matters concerning the creation of bishoprics and bishops. 52. The government can, of its own right, change the age prescribed by the church for the religious profession of men and women, and can forbid all religious bodies to admit anyone to solemn vows without its authorization. 53. Laws relating to the protection of the status of religious institutes, their rights and functions, should be abrogated. Nay more, the secular government can assist all those who may desire to abandon religious life and break their solemn vows. It can also suppress completely the same religious institutes as well as collegiate churches and simple benefices, even when there is a right of patronage, transferring and subjecting their goods and revenues to the administration and control of the civil authority.